Now you can start living again.
Cecilia let herself sink into the cushioned seat. This was far better than a few months ago, but she'd hardly call it living.
Of course, there's a lot of busy work stacked up.
Cecilia knew what that was. Medical and legal bills that Bunny had guaranteed for her, but that she would now need to authorize.
It won't take too long. As soon as the accounts are accessible again, tomorrow probably for the local lines and within a week for the others, I don't expect the other side to make any trouble at all.
From a firm with long experience in dealing with prominent families, he was not about to badmouth her relatives even now. It had all been a matter of business, he had assured her. Nothing personal, just the need to keep the family assets from evaporating in a crisis. Now, with her credit restored, with the ability to pay her own bills and choose her own medical care, she was surprised to find herself as angry with her family as ever. She still didn't think it was only a matter of business. There had been some satisfaction at seeing the renegade brought low. And while Berenice and Gustav had not actually done the deed, they had consented to the humiliation she'd suffered far too easily. She longed to stride into Berenice's parlor and tell her sister exactly what she thought. With that thought, she realized that in restoring her legal competence, the magistrate had unwittingly told her attacker she was alive, dangerous, and, worst of all, where she was. Panic stiffened her. She fought to reach the keyboard, which, in the car, was out of her reach. Her lawyer was smart enough to hand it to her and hit the power switch.
What? What's wrong?
Lorenza, will, no, ID, will, go, active.
Oh, dear. But it's automatic when legal status is restored. At least she won't know where you are. That's not part of the system. Except, she knows your sister. No doubt your family told everyone about this hearing.
Yes, of course. And worse. She had respected the king's desire for secrecy. She had not told anyone at all what she knew about the prince. She was now sure, though she had no proof, that Lorenza had provided whatever it was that made the prince stupid. If Lorenza panicked and started picking off Cecilia's relatives on the grounds she might have told them something, she might soon be the only person who knew about the prince. It was going to be a working day, not a celebration, and she wasn't going to waste time on busy work after all. Harris approached the Rotterdam station cautiously. She still didn't think this was where Lady Cecilia had been taken, but just in case, she didn't want to blunder into any RSS or law enforcement scrutiny. Oblo insisted that Sweet Delight's latest identity would hold up to anyone's checking, but she preferred not to test it, if possible. The station itself had a scuffed old clunker of a freighter nuzzled into one docking station, and two small chartered passenger vessels spaced around the ring from it. The station master, who ran traffic control herself during main shift, told Harris to dock four slots down from the freighter.
That charters a bunch of high-powered lawyers. Couldn't come on the same ship, not them. Ridiculous. Bet it comes out of our taxes some way.
Harris suspected they'd found Cecilia, and so had someone else. Several someones else.
And now you. We haven't seen so much unexpected traffic in years. I don't suppose you want to declare your business.
Bloodstock.
After all, Cecilia was supposed to have had a training farm.
We hauled something for Lord Thornbuckle last year.
His children, when Cecilia was aboard. But the station master didn't need to know that.
Ah, your horse people.
Well, I'd hate to claim that. I've got no land of my own. I ride, of course.
Over fences?
To hounds.
Harris hoped this would work the miracle the doctor had mentioned.
Better come by my office, Captain.
Harris left everyone aboard when they'd docked and made her way alone to the station master's office. There, she found a stout gray-haired woman with only one arm.
No, you may not preempt a scheduled shuttle flight, and I don't care who your employer is. We got people downside who depend on that shuttle. People that live here, and you can just wait your turn like anyone else.
She glanced at Harris and waved her out of pickup range.
Or you can charter a plane, fly to the other shuttle port, and see if they've got room for you. Take your pick. You know Lady Cecilia. You know Bunny, right?
Yes, Station Master.
Forget that. My name's Annie. Who told you she was here?
Nobody. A doctor over in the Gwenny Republic said to start looking here because this was where she'd had the training stable. Frankly, I thought that was too obvious.
But someone would have heard. Good thinking. Situation now is she just got her legal status back. Those snobs I was arguing with were her family's lawyers trying to keep her from it. Probably getting fat fees for managing her affairs.
Harris blinked. Cecilia, well enough to get a competency hearing and reverse the earlier ruling? Perhaps she didn't need any more medical treatment. But surely she'd need her own transportation.
By the way, you might want to avoid those lawyers. First thing they did when they arrived to show a hollow of you all over this station asking if anyone's seen you. Of course, we hadn't. And we haven't now. You didn't tell me your name was Harris Serrano, and that ship out there isn't the Sweet Delight. Or even that other name. What was it? Oh, better luck. Where'd you get the new beacon? Miscry Refitters over at Golan?
Annie, you'd make a good match for one of my crew. Any way I can get transport down without running into those lawyers coming up?
Why do you think I told them they couldn't charter a special run of the shuttle? Down shuttle leaves in half an hour. They found out its return run is fully booked, and with any luck, they'll be on their way over to Suinen to catch the other one.
Is there a young woman named Brun with Lady Cecilia?
Maybe Brun could figure out what was going wrong with Sirkin.
That blonde girl? Bunny's daughter, isn't she? No, she took off for Rock House a while back with Corey. Well, you don't know him.
Harris wondered what that was about, but she had a shuttle to catch.
My second in command's Kenvenard Petrus, and the other seniors...
Harris gave the station master the names. She almost named Oblo instead of Sirkin, but that would insult the girl. And besides, she had an awful vision of what Oblo and the station master could do in the way of mischief if they put their heads together. She would not be responsible for that. Not until she needed it.
None of my people should come onto the station except Skoderin. The others were known to be part of my crew back at Rockhouse Major. I'll tell them, too.
She called the ship and explained quickly. Skoderin, and only Skoderin, could leave the ship for anything the others wanted or needed.
The Serrano Legacy, Sporting Chance, is continued on the next CD.